Bats are not doing well in Vermont. They've been ravaged for years by a fungal disease known as white nose syndrome, which has killed more than 5 million bats in the Northeast and Canada since 2006. Five bat species found here are listed as threatened or endangered. A state science advisory committee now says the state needs to do more to protect bats from a large-scale mosquito spraying program in Addison and Rutland counties. The committee says the pesticide spraying program needs a state endangered species permit to limit the impact on bats. But the Department of Fish and Wildlife strongly disagrees. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the debate centers on questions of law, science, and the level of risk needed to justify additional protection.
Chris Fasti lives in a rural area of Salisbury in Addison County, an area known both for its prodigious swarms of mosquitoes and for its bats.
There's just a lot of very rural and wild and lowland and wetland areas in this part of Addison County and northern Rutland County. So it's just, it's a hot spot for bats.
Fasti is a forest ecologist whose recent research is in Alaska. He's not a bat biologist, but he's long been concerned about a large-scale annual mosquito spraying program in his area. He says the airborne bug-killing pesticides could harm bats that both eat mosquitoes and feed in the areas that are sprayed at night.
This sets up a unique situation in Vermont where there are pesticides lingering in the air at exactly the time bats are flying around looking for food.
The spraying is done by a municipal organization called the Brandon Lester Salisbury Goshen Insect Control District, or BLSG. Fasti says 190 miles of road are sprayed with two different pesticides, usually in June, the height of mosquito season. Fasti's local environmental group, along with state and national organizations, asked the State Endangered Species Committee to consider whether the district needs an endangered species takings permit for the spraying. The permit would likely require some sort of mitigation measures to limit the killing or the taking of the endangered bats. For example, instead of spraying the most rural sections of roads, the pesticides could be restricted to residential areas.
So again, welcome. Thanks everyone for being here. This is the Endangered Species Committee trying to come to a final decision about the issue before us on mosquito spraying.
University of Vermont wildlife biologist Alan Strong kicked off the meeting last month when all six scientists voted unanimously to recommend the mosquito district apply for the permit. The vote capped a two-year process involving hours of debate, legal research, and a peer-reviewed study submitted by the environmental groups that concluded the spraying could hurt bats. But the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the state agency charged with protecting wild creatures, was not convinced.
The crux of the disagreement here is how much of a risk, how significant a risk does something have to pose in order to require a takings permit for a threatened or endangered species?
That's Commissioner Lewis Porter. He says there's a theoretical risk from the spraying, but not a proven danger. He says his department has worked hard over the years to study and restore the fragile bat populations. He says the same biologists weighed in on a takings permit issue.
And we would not have hesitated to require a takings permit if the circumstances of it fit the biological and legal definitions for such a permit. The department has done much more to protect bats in Vermont than any of the organizations which are seeking to curtail mosquito spraying.
But Porter's argument of insufficient evidence clearly did not reassure the six scientists on the Endangered Species Committee. Committee member Elizabeth Thompson is an ecologist and botanist at UVM. She disputed the department's assessment at a committee meeting last month.
So our job is to decide whether we think that there's a risk of injury. And it seems clear from the evidence that I've seen that there is a risk of injury.
There's also the legal question. Mason Overstreet of Vermont Law School's Environmental Law Clinic represents the coalition of groups that's pressed the issue. Overstreet says Vermont law is quite clear on the legal threshold that needs to be cleared.
And the term take under the statute is intentionally, via the legislature, defined broadly to include activities that, quote, create a risk of injury to wildlife, whether or not the injury occurs.
Pat Parento is a Vermont Law School professor with decades of experience both teaching and litigating endangered species cases. He told the committee that the Vermont law is the strongest in the country. He says it's designed precisely to help species like Vermont bats, which already face threats like white nose syndrome and climate change. The law professor then followed with a not-so-subtle warning of a possible court battle ahead.
The only determination here that a permit would not be required would be proof of no harm, no credible threat of harm to the species. That simply doesn't exist. So if the question is precedent, what I'm here to tell you is that would be a very bad precedent for species protection in Vermont. And it would be a precedent that I do not believe would survive judicial review.
Porter, the Fish and Wildlife Commissioner, says his department has required a takings permit for wind turbines in Vermont that are known to kill bats. But Porter says there's no direct evidence that the pesticide spraying has killed bats. He argues the committee's work also sets a bad precedent.
A takings permit in this case would likely not prevent mosquito control. But it's important to maintain and protect the standard under which these permits are required.
For Chris Fasti in Salisbury, the potential for continued legal wrangling could be avoided if the state simply followed the advice of its own experts on the Endangered Species Committee.
And I don't have any experience with how Vermont state agencies work, but I would be very surprised and disappointed if any Vermont agency made a decision knowingly ignoring a scientific consensus like this.
The decision now lies with Agency of Natural Resources Secretary Julie Moore. Porter says she'll review both his department's work and the lengthy deliberations of the Endangered Species Committee. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.